Good morning, everyone. So, as Leslie has said, we've reached Acts 21, and it tells us about the last part of Paul's journey to Jerusalem. We were told in Acts 20 that Paul felt compelled by the Holy Spirit to go to Jerusalem. One reason may have been that he got this collection for the poor of Jerusalem that he wanted to deliver. Strangely, that isn't mentioned. Luke doesn't mention that at all in Acts. Anyway, let's go through the chapter quickly before we draw out, as you will have gathered, the theme of love. Verses 3-6, Paul is in Tyre, where once they warned him from the Holy Spirit not to go to Jerusalem. Then in Caesarea, Agabus, he actually bound himself, didn't he, to show what would happen to Paul. But Paul was determined to go to Jerusalem, whatever happened to him. But we notice that how upset the believers were, and how that distressed Paul to see their sorrow. And then verses 17 to 26, Paul arrives in Jerusalem. And there he finds that a great number of Jews had been converted, but they were still zealous for Jewish rites. Paul agreed to take part in the purification rite to show that he hadn't given up Judaism. Paul cared so much about the unity of the early church that he was willing to do it. He didn't want a Gentile church and a separate Jewish church. And then verses 27 to 40, purification rites were completed 7 days later, and Paul was in the temple, and some of the Jews seeing him rioted, and the whole city was in uproar, and Paul was arrested as had been prophesied, but actually he was saved from the mob by the Roman commander, who thought that he was an Egyptian who had rioted before and escaped. Josephus, the Jewish historian, recorded that uprising. Anyway, that's Acts chapter 21. But what stands out for us? Well, I think it's that, as Val has said, that Paul was loved so much by the believers, and he loved them so much. We know from his letters how much he loved the people that he had been the means of bringing to the Lord Jesus. For instance, in Philippians, it says, God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. It's very striking how Paul changed. We first see him watching Stephen being stoned, and then he's breathing out murderous threats against the believers. Of course, that zeal for the Jewish faith became zeal for the gospel. And knowing the Old Testament so well, he would have understood very quickly how Jesus fulfilled all the messianic prophecies. But I wonder if he at the same time gained a much deeper understanding of God's love for his people, from Ezekiel 16, Song of Solomon, Hosea. It has been said that the Bible is one long love story about God's love for his people. So Paul not only became zealous for the Christian faith, but full of love and greatly loved. After all, we've got 1 Corinthians 13, and that's known as a poem of love well beyond the Christian faith. Now, Chris quoted Paul twice recently, saying, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." And that, I think that's a very important verse, isn't it? Because we need zeal and love, just like Jesus and Paul. There's such a lot of hate in our world today, isn't there? Rhiannon told us a couple of weeks ago that God's truth overcomes evil, and so it does. But love overcomes hate. God's love will overcome hate in our world. A few weeks ago, I listened to a short talk on love. It was part of a series, and the speaker used cars to illustrate his points. He said that no way could he find the love from himself, inside himself, that he needed to flow every day to the people he came in contact with. And just as our cars need filling with petrol to make them go, he asks the Holy Spirit every day to fill him with love for people he meets. Now, that struck a chord with me, and I'm trying to remember to do that, to ask God to fill me with his love every day. Because, as I've said already, love is so much needed in our society today. And we as Christians, we need love. We need love to preserve the unity of our fellowship. Unity was so important to Paul, and unity should be very important to us. That, I mean, obviously we're human. We're not always going to agree, are we? And sometimes we don't like the way things are going. But we need to have God's love to flow to each other and accept each other as we are. And of course, so that love will flow to neighbors and other people we meet. Ezekiel 16 is an allegory of God's love for his people. And in it, God gives gifts. And it reminds us of all the gifts that we have been given through Jesus' death. Our sins are forgiven. We have freedom from guilt. And that's an amazing thing. Guilt is a real problem in our country today. We've been given a robe of righteousness, covered by the righteousness of Christ, so that we're comfortable in a holy God's presence now and forevermore. Spiritual food. In this country, we're so fortunate. We've had the Bible for centuries, and yet in our world, there's still about 500 million people who don't have the Bible in their own, in their mother tongue. We have God's Spirit presence with us. We have the Holy Spirit to guide us and strengthen and comfort us. The Old Testament tells us that we are God's treasured possession. And of course, there are many more blessings. I could go on and on. But, you know, I wonder sometimes if I take all this for granted. Have I got so used to it that I don't appreciate it? I've been on the road, on the Christian journey a long, long time now. And maybe I've got to take it for granted, but we need to remember what wonderful gifts, how wonderful it is to be a Christian. Knowing God through Jesus is the greatest treasure there is. Nothing in this life, absolutely nothing, can measure up to the treasure of knowing God through Jesus. And we have this treasure now, and it will last forever. So let's live and love as those who are so richly blessed in Jesus. And I just want to finish by reading a small part of Paul's prayer in Ephesians 3. He says, "And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge." So let's pray that prayer for ourselves and for each other. Thank you.